Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Next summer marks 50 years since a federal judge ordered Boston to integrate its public schools. That decision led to thousands of black and white students being bused out of their neighborhoods, and white Bostonians reacted with riots and violent protests. In the lead up to the anniversary of those events, a group of more than three dozen community leaders today are launching a new three-year initiative. Michael Curry is among those leaders and joins me now. He's a member of the National NAACP Board of Directors and was himself bused from Roxbury to Charlestown when he was a kid. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thank you for being here. What does this initiative involve and how did it come about?
We've brought together over 40 leaders who've been in and around this issue of busing. Some of us were actually the students on those buses. Some of them were activists during that time, and some were opposed to busing, quite frankly. And now 40 or so people have come together to have a conversation around, okay, how do we look back on the past? Then to look at what the remnants are of that conversation around the pursuit of quality education, equity, justice today. I'm honored that Lou Finfer and Carolyn Crockett, who co-chaired this effort, invited me to be part of it as well. So September 26, 6 p.m. at RCC, we'll launch a series of conversations, and then it'll lead into four more conversations in a series.
What do you think the predominant ways that we collectively remember what happened 50 years ago when it comes to desegregation and busing, how do we misremember what happened?
Now, I often say it takes time for truth to catch up to history. So we have a lot of history in this country, but it's just in the last few years, I would argue since George Floyd, that there's a flood of truth catching up to history. Education is one of those. Black families, brown families were challenging the notion that their kids didn't deserve a quality education. And we know Boston's history during that time, 60s to 70s, is Boston's racism was so pervasive. We were steering people away from neighborhoods. The NAACP brought the case to challenge education systems that were basically discriminating against black children. I think one is to revisit that because people like to conveniently forget why. But we had a systemic issue that was race-based in this country. We were discriminating as black people in all facets of life, not just education. And we need to unpack that so we're not blaming families, neighborhoods, kids for not having what they need to be their best selves.
What's particularly powerful about the announcement that you guys are making is that so many of you experienced this yourself. Would you mind telling us a little bit about what you remember from that time?
I was a kid who lived in Roxbury, had been raised in Lenox Street Housing Project. The big bus picks you up and you make that trip by the Museum of Science, the right turn at the light to then go over the bridge over to Charlestown. I remember police line the streets. I remember being told to duck down. I even remember my mother's fear that morning because many black mothers were sending their children into other communities with this heightened fear around violence. But I remember sitting on that bus and having people pelt the bus with rocks. And I don't remember the words because I didn't really understand the N-word when I was 6, 7 years old. But I remember it was hate. Sometimes you don't remember the words, you remember the sentiment behind it. I remember having to duck down. So I remember pulling up to the school. I remember having the guards sort of protect us with a row of police officers to walk us into school. I remember the tension as if it were yesterday.
Sometimes when you dig into history and revive debates, it can also come with trauma. Do you have a plan to address that?
Yeah, so I know Lou and Carolyn. Carolyn is Crockett is just phenomenal. Worked for the city of Boston for many years. She was a leader of my town. She is very aware of trauma. As she dealt with our young people at one time. She and Lou will plan what's necessary to make sure that people can process those experiences. This is a timely conversation. I always say, if not us, then who? And if not now, then when?
Michael Curry is a member of the Boston Desegregation and Busing Initiative and sits on the NAACP Board of Directors. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.